Thanks for joining with us again. So today we are going to see if Jesus is the heir of all things. Jesus Christ is appointed the heir of all things. And when we read book of Hebrews chapter 1, we see that it's comparing Jesus who is above the prophets. And this is the second reason. We heard in the previous episode that Jesus Christ is the supreme spokesman of God. That was the first reason. And this is the second reason, which is Jesus is the heir of all things. And what does it mean that he is the heir of all things? It means that Jesus Christ is to receive and be the lawful owner of all things. Jesus Christ alone has inherited all that God is and God has. No man is great enough or worthy enough to be the heir of God. Only Christ is enough. He alone has lived and walked perfectly before God. Among all the people, he alone has obeyed God perfectly. So we see that he alone has inherited all that God is and God has. He alone has been appointed to be the owner of all things. So, what is it that Jesus Christ is to inherit and receive? Let's see from different verses in the Bible that answers our question. Matthew chapter 28 verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." So here we see that Jesus Christ is to inherit all power in heaven and on earth. So Jesus has the power in both places. Like Jesus not only has the power in heaven, but has also here around the world, all around the globe. In John chapter 5 verse 22 we see, it says, "Moreover, the Father judges no one, but he entrusted all judgment to the Son." So it shows that Jesus Christ has inherited the authority to execute all judgment upon people. So he has the authority. He can judge us. No one can judge us beside God. And here it shows that he has the authority to judge. Romans chapter 14 verse 9 says, "For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that he might be the Lord of the both the dead and the living." So here we see that Jesus Christ is going to inherit the lordship over both the dead and the living. Isn't it amazing? Also, we see in 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 10 to 13, which is talking about Jesus Christ is going to inherit the whole universe, a new heavens, a new earth, and a new world capital. So Jesus Christ is going to make everything new. Also, we see the same in Revelations chapter 21 verses 1 and 2, also verses 23 to 26. In Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 to 7, we see that Jesus Christ is going to inherit all government and eternal government. In Revelations chapter 5 verse 12, we see that Jesus Christ is going to inherit all power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 22, we see that Jesus Christ is going to inherit all the angels and all the other spiritual authorities and powers. In Philippians chapter 2 verses 9 and 10, we see that Jesus Christ is going to inherit a name above every name, and every knee shall be bowed before him, which is showing that he is Lord and Savior. So after reading all these verses, it is showing to us that Jesus Christ is the heir of all things, which means whatever God can do, Jesus can do, because Jesus is Lord of all. He inherited everything from God. Now he is the Lord of all, and he is higher above prophets. Prophets cannot do what Jesus can do. After seeing all these reasons, most of these things we don't see in prophets. So that's showing us that Jesus Christ is above the prophets. And this was the second reason for Jesus above the prophets. God bless you.